All right, so again, just finding a comfortable posture, just sitting in a way that's where we're relaxed and at ease. Allowing initially the body, speech, and mind to settle as we did in the beginning. Dropping down from the head, the constant thinking, fixing, planning. It's becoming aware of being embodied. So with self-directed compassion, we can see that the doorway is open for compassion towards ourselves, even when we do the most awful things, most awful mistakes. We can see that, like everyone else, we're under the domination of mental afflictions. And therefore, we are worthy of compassion. So, with this motivation, compassion for ourselves, compassion for all our fellow sentient beings, that motivation we can settle the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. Gently allow ourselves to come to that stillness that is embedded neither in the body nor the mind, but in this free-floating, spacious, open awareness. Come to that simplicity that is embedded. Not in our personal history, our personality, not in our ordinary sense of identity at all. Cultivating a clear awareness that is discerning, attentive, bright. As the Buddha said, the mind that rests in equilibrium comes to know reality as it is. And from this perspective of stillness, simplicity, clarity, you can view yourself as if you were another person, allowing for an objective examination of yourself. And you can also view others as separate from yourself, or shift your perspective imaginatively and see them through their own lens. And approaching the Equality of self and others is the first step toward cultivating universal compassion. Now, from this place of stillness, simplicity, clarity, visualize your capacity for compassion symbolically as an orb of light at your heart. So, this orb represents your deepest source of wisdom and care, the wellspring of human compassion and understanding, the foundation of our shared humanity. And now direct your attention outward to an individual or community that is currently experiencing great suffering, fear, pain, sorrow. Focus on them closely. Using the power of your imagination, shift your perspective completely. Picture yourself as the person or people who are enduring such profound suffering. Let your awareness find its own place, remaining grounded while holding the suffering of others as if it were your own. And with each out-breath, express the sincere wish, may you be free from suffering and its causes. Visualize this suffering and its causes as a dark, toxic cloud surrounding those on whom you are focusing. With every in-breath, imagine drawing this cloud into the orb of light at your heart, transforming it there without leaving any trace. Like dropping a down feather into a intensely heat, hot fire. Disappears immediately. No trace. Picture the darkness dissolving breath by breath as those you are tending to begin to find relief and as their burden of suffering is lifted. With each in-breath, imagine them experiencing freedom and relief. Then, if you wish, shift your attention to another individual or community, perhaps those who are neutral to you, for whom you feel neither attachment nor aversion. And practice in the same way. Or simply rest in awareness and see who comes to mind effortlessly, spontaneously. Whoever comes to mind, focus on them by the way of the mental appearance and cultivate compassion for them as before. Imagine it becoming so. Now turn your attention to an individual, community, group, or institution that is strongly dominated by mental afflictions, or that may not explicitly appear to be suffering, but engages in harmful patterns, destructive behaviors that inflict suffering upon others. The more powerful they are, the greater the suffering they may cause. Focus on them closely from the outside. And then, using your imagination, view them from their own perspective. Recognize that such harmful behavior arises from mental afflictions, confusion, craving, hostility, fear, delusion. And practice as before with the aspiration that may this person, community, or institution be free from the mental afflictions and harmful patterns that cause suffering for themselves and for others. May you be free. And again, with each in-breath, draw all these afflictions, toxic black smoke into the luminous orb at your heart, where it just dissolves, disappears, transforms. Imagine them free of the mental afflictions that arouse such harmful behavior. Imagine those patterns dissolving. Imagine the causes of harm vanishing at the roots. Then allow the appearance of this person or community to fade back into space. And then Expand the field of your awareness in all directions without boundary. And with every inhalation, arouse the aspiration. May all beings be free of suffering and its causes. Drawing the darkness of suffering and its causes into the radiant light at your heart. And let it vanish there without a trace, breath by breath. Imagine all beings becoming free. And then finally release your imagination, your aspirations, and all objects of the mind. And for just a moment, rest in the nature of your own awareness. Okay, and then with that, we can end this meditation on compassion for others.